You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Of course, it is the second and final hour of the show. This is Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. As mentioned, today is a Technology Tuesday, and we are talking to Pastor Chris, who is the Media Center Director for East Central Africa Division. And we're talking about the impact of technology on media ministry. And we want to focus on Hope Channel Africa and the work that's been done to spread the gospel across the continent. Of course, we'll be talking about the history of the Hope Channel very shortly, and we'll also talk about the Hope for Africa net media evangelism taking place in Kenya right now as we speak. And I believe that the pastor is already joining us on the line. Muruti, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. We thank God for this day.
Indeed, indeed. And how's the day been so far?
The day has been so good because we are here in Nairobi.
Yes.
We are part of a big campaign which is conducted here.
Mm.
We see a lot of people coming for the event.
Yeah.
For giving their lives to Jesus. That's very beautiful this day. And being here in Nairobi, being part of the team which is participating in this media campaign.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Before we even unpack that a little bit, Pastor, I want us to just go back a little bit. And can you tell us about your role then at the ECD?
Yeah, my roles at ECD, as you have mentioned, briefly, I am the director for ECD Media Center.
Yeah.
And the coordinator for Hope Channel.
Yeah.
So I'm supervising that area of work in 11 countries of this division.
Sure.
So that's a big role.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Sure. And how has that been so far? Any lessons for yourselves and things that you look back at and you're like, yeah, we are doing quite a lot?
Yes, I've been in this ministry for almost 12 years.
Sure.
Started working as a communication director for the conference, then for the union where I was working as a media center director and also communication director until last year when I was appointed to come here in ECD to work as a director for ECD Media Center.
Yes.
I've seen how powerful media is when it comes for evangelism.
Yeah.
I can say this is one of the tools that God has decided to use as we are living in the end time to make people get the message of salvation. We know how powerful this technology has been.
Mm.
And I can mention some of the areas which I've been working.
Yeah.
In Tanzania for 7 years, where I was working in television and radio, we have been able to see more than 140,000 people being baptized. And if you take that number, it's like the number of people in the union itself. 240,000 people being baptized by media. So you can see how powerful media is. And when it comes to Hope Channel Africa, history carries Africa as one of the areas that benefited greatly from the growth of the work of the gospel through media. I cannot name every historical event that the media was involved and that, but generally, as we receive reports from different corners of this division and other parts of the continent of Africa where Hope Channel Africa is operating, we are receiving testimonies of people who their life has changed by following the program that we are doing. The sister television from Hope Channel Kenya, Hope Channel Malawi, Hope Channel Tanzania, Hope Channel Zimbabwe, and the other local Hope channels, we are very sure that this ministry has benefited a lot of people, and we are anticipating to see more coming, and life of many being changed as a result of the program that we are doing.
Sure. That sounds like amazing work, and the numbers that you mentioned, they are also amazing. Now, as global a message then, as we have a pastor, you know, you spoke about that as well. We have a global message as the Seventh-day Adventists. So the question then is, and maybe some of our listeners might be asking themselves, why was it important to even have Hope Channel Africa? And maybe what is so unique about Hope Channel Africa?
In fact, Hope Channel Africa is a Christian television network that broadcasts in Africa.
Yeah.
It is a part of the global Hope Channel network, which operated by the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yeah.
The primary focus of Hope Channel Africa is to promote Christian values, providing inspirational content and sharing the teachings of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yeah.
It offers different types of programming, including sermons, Bible studies, documentaries, health and lifestyle shows, as well as music, which most of the people are so much interested.
Yes, yes.
Hope Channel Africa aims to provide hope, encouragement, and spiritual guidance to viewers across Africa. And that is a primary focus of Hope Channel Africa. And it can be accessed very easily.
Okay.
Through satellite or cable television or cable.
Yeah.
As well as online streaming platform. We have different platforms for Hope Channel Africa. We deliver high quality, uplifting content, which is aligned to Christian values and the principles. That's all about Hope Channel Africa. It's part of the global network of Hope Channel, which at this time we have more than 80 channels across the global, and we are broadcasting more than 8 languages also, talking about the global network of Hope Channel Africa. But here in Africa, we are getting our content from the three regions that we have, West Africa Division, SAD, and the East Central Africa Division, where content is produced and then we broadcast to serve the majority of this great continent.
That's lovely. Just as a bit of a FYI, I mean, you spoke about lifestyle shows there, which for me are very interesting, because one would have not thought that in a Christian radio station you'd have lifestyle shows. At a very high level, what do the lifestyle shows, focus on?
Yeah, when we are talking about lifestyle, we are having different perspective on that one.
Yeah.
Lifestyle may deal with how we live.
Yes.
Exercise.
Okay.
How we eat.
Okay.
And that is a health package of it, lifestyle. A Christian television, you know, if you don't have a good health, everything that you're doing become a corrupt.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we are struggling to be healthier so that we can enjoy this life. Everyone like to be in good health. Everyone likes to be. We always fight.
Yeah.
To make sure that diseases are not part of our life.
Yeah.
And, talking about the way people are living this time.
Yeah.
We are encouraging our viewers how they can change their lives by following the principles and guidelines that health experts are telling us.
Mm.
But as in the context of the principles that have been highlighted in the Bible.
That makes sense, because I do think there's quite a lot of lifestyle shows out there that are not necessarily, you know, encouraging people to live healthily, like you're saying. So I do find that quite interesting, and maybe our listeners as well can also go on and jump and watch those, because, a lot of lifestyle shows out there that we find in the secular and contemporary world, they are just, not as geared towards our own health, for example. Pastor, do you get any feedback from the audience in terms of the programming? Have you gotten people who, have given testimonies of how the entire programming on Hope Channel is changing or impacting their own lives?
Yeah, we have a lot of stories about how people have changed their lives through watching our programs. I remember one of the show in Tanzania. I will translate the title of the program in English and see. It's like it was a health program.
Okay.
And one of the lead was following it. Part of the program, one of the segment of the program is exercise.
Okay.
And the host is the expert in doing exercise.
Yeah.
So he take maybe 10 minutes doing exercise. And there was a lead who was following that program every day.
Sure.
In every show.
Sure.
And doing exactly what the host was doing.
Yes.
So she became interested with Hope Channel.
Mm.
After being following that program, then he started to watch other programs.
Mm.
And when we had a net event in 2021, he followed the entire program. At the end of that program, that lady was baptized. He's now one among the very strong church member, but he started from following the health show and then followed other programs.
Yes.
Eventually, she was baptized.
Sure.
That's one among the program that we do. And how it changed the life of someone who didn't know anything about Adventism, but from following that one, he became interested, and then we baptized him. She's attending the church now as one among the very faithful church member.
Sure. That's amazing. I'm sure there's even a whole lot more other stories as well when it comes to the impact that Hope Channel is having across the African continent. And I love the fact that it's localized stories, as you mentioned earlier on, that a lot of people can relate to being in the African continent as well. And where is then Hope Channel going forward, going to be focusing on? What's the strategic direction?
Yeah. As I said before, this channel is a gift of God.
Yeah.
And talking about Africa, this continent of Africa itself also is a gift of God. With different kind of people.
Yeah.
Hundreds and thousands of different cultural orientation, different languages. So the focus of Hope Channel Africa is to reach all this type of people in their respective cultures, in their languages, despite the fact that we'll be measuring in the major languages that are spoken in Africa, say English, Portuguese, Arabic, Kiswahili. So the focus is to make sure that every centimeter of the continent or inch of the continent is reached by our message.
Yeah.
So that the soon coming of Jesus, which we are all anticipating to see happening in our generation, Hope Channel become the source of making it happen. So we are strategizing ourselves to expand our coverage in terms of making sure that in every country we have optional operating. And the optional Africa itself, by using IS-20 satellite and SES-5 satellite, covers the entire continent.
Yeah.
And we produce the programs which the needs of people, seeing what the world is suffering for, and how we can be solution by providing a kind of content that cater for the needs of the human beings who are living.
Yeah, I love that, because I mean it just places Hope Channel at the right position, especially given that we live in a digital world and a world that's moving into online things and all that. But before we even get to Pastor ending this conversation around how people can then access and what are the different platforms in which they can access Hope Channel, can you please tell us then a little bit about the Hope for Africa evangelism campaign that you spoke about earlier on, what's been happening, and is it still open? Is it open for everyone? What are the dynamics there?
Okay. In fact, the Hope for Africa event is amazing. Even that we are witnessing here. In this country where I am now and where the event's taking place, I mentioned earlier that we see a lot of people coming. But the one thing which is very interesting, more than 10 languages.
Sure.
I'm broadcasting this event.
Concurrently.
Arabic concurrently.
Yo.
Arabic, Amharic, English, Afano, Romo, Tigrinya, Luganda, Kenya, Rwanda, French, and some other languages are not coming to my head right now. But our sister Hope Channel has also started to broadcast this event. Here we broadcast to Hope Channel Tanzania, Hope Channel Kenya, Hope Channel Uganda, Hope Channel Namibia, Hope Channel Malawi, Hope Channel Africa, Hope Channel International. Apart from YouTube channel that we are having, from ECD YouTube channel, we're broadcasting more than 10 languages, as I said. And we are still inviting those who are interested to join us to broadcast this event. The chances are still there. They can get the link from SES-5 satellite or Intelsat satellite, Intelsat 20, and they get the English feed and they can translate to the language of their choice. Or they can join, or they can follow us through our YouTube channel, ECD, SAD, Channel Kenya, and so many we're talking about social media pages. Many, I cannot mention all of them.
Sure.
So we see also the impact. From the day one, we got a report about 200 people being baptized in two sites. 200 people.
Sure.
And we have not got so many other reports from other centers.
Yeah.
So we are inviting people in different locations to follow this big event. It will be a blessing. They will follow Pastor Mark Finlay's preaching, Pastor Baga, who is doing Family Life, Dr. Chiden, Mrs. Mark Finlay, who are doing health presentations.
Mm.
So it's rich with spices of different types of choirs from different parts of this country and other countries in this region.
Okay. And when is it ending?
The event ends on 16th of September.
Okay.
That will be climax of this event, and we are anticipating to baptize a lot of people as we will be going to the end of.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, that sounds very interesting, and I think it'll be great for everyone to join, even across all social media platforms. How can people then get Hope Channel Africa?
Yeah. Hope Channel Africa can be accessed through first I spoke about the satellite that we are using, that is Intelsat 20, and they can also get it through SES-5 satellite. But they can also download our application or channel,
okay,
where they can get it as one of the channel in that application, which we are having some of the Hope channels, which are operating different parts of the world. But they can also, at this time, they can follow through YouTube,
okay,
or go to our website. And from there, they will be able to get our program, which are 24/7. Anytime they are able to access one of the platforms that I've mentioned, they'll be able to watch Hope Channel Africa.
I love that. You spoke about the app. I think young people might be very interested in this one, so they can go to their app store and look for Hope Channel Africa.
Yes. They just download the application, which is Hope Channel. And in it, they'll find several of the Hope Channels that we have. Hope Channel Africa being one of it, Hope Channel Kenya, Hope Channel Tanzania, Hope Channel Norway, Hope Channel Italia. So they have more than one option. They'll be lucky to have 100 of choices when it comes to what they prefer most.
Yes, so they can go for the one. And the current event will broadcast across any of the apps that, you know, have Hope Channel. They can still get what's currently happening. That's lovely. That's lovely. Sure. Thank you so much, Pastor, for your time. Any final thoughts, any final words to our listeners? We're definitely going to be streaming as well, joining from this side of the world. Sounds like it's an event that each one of us should be supporting.
My final word, first of all, I thank you for inviting me to this great program.
Thanks to you, Pastor.
I hope I will be invited again if we have another occasion to technology and how media is a part of evangelism tool.
Definitely.
My final word is that Jesus is coming very soon. We are waiting. To appeal to all people that they should get ready and get involved in part of this work.
Sure. Thank you so much for that message, Pastor. I really loved it. We have been waiting indeed, and we can't wait for the Lord to come again. But definitely, we are going to invite you again, Pastor. Do you think that there is a lot to still unpack? I know you've got the program to rush to, but we thank you for so much for taking your time this evening and joining us.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was our pastor there joining us and talking to us about what's currently happening in the Hope Channel event that's currently taking place that you and I can join across all social media platforms as well. And you can go and download the app itself, and then you can be able to also join that current event that's taking place.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.